Everyone, we are on the page 159. We started Siman Tafai and Beis last time. We're going to move on in Siman Tafai and Beis in the dinim of Haseba Vidalid Kosos. There's a lot to do, and each sif is very, very meaty and a lot to talk about in each thing, a lot of Allah Lamaisa. So here we go. Number one, last time we left off, we were talking about setting the table on there, have the table set in order that you could start the Seder right away. Okay, that's what we learned in Sif Aleph, and just to point out, this only applies for the first night of Pesach. However, for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, who are doing a Seder on the second night, it's not really shaykh to follow this halacha, because you're not allowed to prepare on the first day for the second day. You would not be allowed to go ahead and set the table on the first day for the second. You would have to wait till after the first night's over in order to start doing preparations for the second day. Anything you could do for the second night before Yontif starts, an Erev Yontif, so that you should do in order to prepare ahead of time, anything you might have been able to do at that point would be great. But on Yontif itself, you would not be allowed to prepare. A lot of people are nishal in this. Then also, for some reason, people think it's okay to prepare for the second night when it's the first day of Yontif. That is not allowed. Siman Tavayim Beis Beis. Yisader Shulchanu Yofo Bekelim Noim Kfi Kocho. You are supposed to set the table with your nicest kelim as possible. It sounds like over here you're supposed to have nice dishes for Pesach. A lot of people have a hard time with this because it's only for 1 week, so therefore they just buy dishes that they can throw out. It's much easier. It seems like you're supposed to have, if you can afford it, to have nice fancy dishes for Pesach. It happens to be not Barash. Nowadays you get nice fancy throwaway dishes also that might fulfill this dinner. It could still look very, very nice, even with Chad Pami. However, it sounds like you're supposed to have your nicest dishes for Pesach. And you're supposed to set aside your place in order, ahead of time, in order that you're going to have a nice, comfortable chair, some pillows to sit in order that you're going to be able to mekayim the dinim of Haseba, like we'll discuss soon. Vafilu anish ain't no kari. Even if you're a poor person who does not have pillows, yeshiva al safsal, even if you have nothing else, you should still sit on a bench. He's still going to be required to eat the mitzvahs of the night, derech haseba, derech cherus, and therefore he also has to prepare a place for himself. Okay, we see over here the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says you're supposed to have the nice, fanciest stuff over here. This is a big chiddush over here. Why? Because generally we don't hold it. Jews are not supposed to flaunt expensive, good things. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Vav. Even though we learn in Hilchos Zecher L'Churban, they're not supposed to have the biggest, fanciest things, okay, in order not to, especially around the Suda we talked in Chelek Vav. It talks about leaving a place, not having everything that you put out there on the table. Zecher L'Churban. Nevertheless, below Pesach, mitzvah laharbos, and below Pesach, it's not like this. It's a mitzvah laharbos, this is klal derecheros, to have the nicest, fanciest things out on the table for Leil HaSeder. V'amru al ha-maril, they said the maril, shekshayu biyado mashkano shel nachrim kelim. When he used to have, I guess he used to loan or money, whatever it is, and they would give him as collateral some fancy silver or whatever it might be that the guy would give over to the maril. So the Ma'aril, he had a minhag, he would never use these kelim. He would never, ever use these kelim, never put them out. They would put them in a closet somewhere just to hold on to until they paid back their loans. However, the one time of the year that he would bring it out, he would bring it out on Leil Pesach HaZavir. Lo ya mishtamish ben bishum pam, rak be Pesach haya minhag lasim otam al shulchan miyuchad, lismach birus birus. Some in order to be sameach in the same. It's also zecher that they took the kelim of the mitzrim. Okay, whatever it is, he had these kelim out thing. I guess he didn't have to worry about that they were used for chametz and things like this. You wouldn't want to have those out on your table. It says he put it on a miuchat table, so maybe he put it on a separate table, and therefore it was fine. Same thing by Rosh Shlomo Zalman. It says in the Gadar Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in a Ha'ara 2:14, it says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman inherited through Yerusha some very fancy silver kalim, and all year round he would never use this, he would never touch these kalim. He would only bring out this Yerusha only on Leil HaSeder. That's when he would bring it out in order to mekayim this din of having a special shulchan. The Chasim Sofer had another minute. The Chasim Sofer held the din in Shulchan Aruch. Yisader Shulchan Aruch, Yafa Bekalim. It's supposed to be a very nice, fancy. He wanted to do it himself. The Chasim Sofer, he was knowing to set the table Leil Pesach himself in order to be osek in this mitzvah of making the table as nice as possible. That's the minhag of the Chasim Sofer. And the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down and Sifkatan Zayin. We just months ago that you have to prepare a place. That means you prepare your chair, you get your pillow ready, you get a place that's going to be comfortable for you to do a seba. Says the Mishnah Berurah, look at his lashon. He says, "Rotzalomar Rosho mutal etzatzmo. Your head is supposed to be tilted to the satzmo alamita. Ola salsal v'karim tachas rosho, and the pillow under your head. Eitzel ha-shochan. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah over here that haseba is done with your head. Okay, you lie your head, you're a mekayim haseba. The poskim do not hold like this. They disagree with this Mishnah Berurah. The pashtus of the Mishnah Berurah. It's hard to even believe that's what the Mishnah Berurah meant just by leaning your head. You're yotzei haseba. We look in Piskei Tshuvos. Also, they bring down slews of poskim that hold that that is not a seba. A seba is leaning your whole body. Okay, you're supposed to take your chair, lean it a little bit to the left side, as we'll soon learn. Okay, you could, yeah, those are listening. I'm sorry, you're not going to be able to see the demonstration over here. But you're supposed to use the back of the chair, get a pillow, put it on the back of your chair, tilt your chair to left if you have arms on your chair, so you can just use the arms and lean against those with the pillow. If not, then you take the back of your chair and you lean with the back of your chair your whole body, not just your head. So much so the post say if you just lean your head, you go like this, you're not yotzei haseba. That's not haseba. Haseba is reclining your whole body. And therefore, he says the whole round, reclining your whole body. Furthermore, okay, you're not allowed to recline just your body in the air. If you're just reclining in the air, that's not a seba. That's not comfortable. That's the opposite of comfortable. Okay? Therefore, you have to be reclining onto something. Okay, we'll see that in the Hemshech also. Let's move on now to see if Gilman more about the dinim of a seba. The Gemara tells us in Arvei Pesachim, Praktan lo shmei haseba. Okay, if you do haseba derech praktan, then you're not yotzei haseba. The problem is, what exactly is praktan? And you have different opinions over there, and we are machmer for all those opinions. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Kishuhu meiseb, when he does a seba, lo yatal gabo, you don't lay down on your back, face up. Velo al panim, you don't lay face down. That would be very difficult. Velo al yamino, you don't go on your right side. Ela al smolov. The correct way to do aseba is leaning to the left. Why? Okay, you can understand laying down. Maybe it sounds like derech eretz, but to eat that way is probably not such derech eretz. Face forward, that we can understand. Also, all those are the problem. Why on your left and not on your right? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two different possibilities over here. From the Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah, you've gotten Yud, Delo, Shmei Haseba, and Yamino is not Shmei Haseba, Kevin Shetzarech Lachol B'Yamino, because you want to eat with your right. Okay, righties are going to eat with the right, and therefore if you're leaning on your right, you're not going to be able to use your right hand to eat with, you're going to be leaning on your right arm. Okay, therefore, that is not Derech Eretz, that's not the best way to lean. The Otam Acher, the other reason is, Yesh Teshem Adi Akdim Konal Aveshet, the famous reason is that we're afraid if you lean on your right, the food is going to go down the wrong pipe, and it's going to be a sakana, you're going to come to choke. Okay, so those are the two reasons, either it's not comfortable to eat this way, or because of sakana. Deveshet who besad yamin, ukshimat the rosh klap yamin, yiftach hakova shal piyakonim yalav, v'ikenesha mamachol, v'yavo lidei sakana. What's the nafkamina between these two reasons? Obviously the nafkamina is going to be by a lefty. What would a lefty do? Does a lefty lean on his right or on the left? According to the first reason, that the reason why we lean on our left and not the right so we can eat with our right hand, that's for a righty. A lefty should do the exact opposite. He should go ahead and lean to his right so he can eat with his left. But according to the second opinion, Shemakana Yaktim Kanu Leveshet, lefties don't have a different biological system. It's the same biological system as a righty, therefore it's going to be the same sakana if he leans on his right side. Therefore, since we have one din that's a din, one's a sakana, sakana always overrides. Halacha, therefore, says the Ramah, Vein chiluk bein iter la'acha, there's no chiluk between a lefty and a righty. A lefty is always going to also lean on his right, as the Mishnah Berurah fleshes out. In Seif Katan Yud Aleph, he says, Rotz Lomar, the gam iter tzarech la'asiv al smol kol adam, the afa gavdu ochol tamin b'smolo, even though he's going to eat with his left hand, min kein letam rishon, hayat tzarech la'asiv al yamino, like we just fleshed out, mikol makom ein l'chalek, no, make any chiluk, mitam tam beis, because of the second reason, shema yaktim kona leveshet. The high time adifalon. This reason is even better. Mishum dahavi sakanta v'chamira sakanta misura sakana overrides iser v'yochal oto apam biyamid v'yochal apam biyamid kol adam. This time he's going to do like everyone else, and he is going to have to use his right hand to eat instead of his left hand, and it'll be a little bit less comfortable, but at least it will not be a sakana. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'di'evit. What about b'di'evit if one goes on his right side? Im hasev outside yamin yasa. You're still going to be yotzei if he does on his right side. Di yamin shelo ari kasmol kol adam. Because his right hand is like everyone else's left hand. So what's it saying over here? Who's he talking about over here, the Mishnah Berurah? It is a Davar Pashut. It's Pashut Davar Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zagada, but I don't even think it's Rosh Hashanah Zalman. It's a Pashut Diak over here. You see the Mishnah Berurah saying this. It's only going to be B'dievid Yotze for the lefty. For the lefty, if the lefty goes on his right hand, right side, so B'dievid Yotze because he still has the first reason. If a righty leans to his right, he's not going to be Yotze the Indian of a Seba at all, because he's not going to be Yotze any of the reasons for going on his left side. That is what comes out of Lach Lamaisa. So everyone is going to lean on the left. B'dievid, a lefty is going to be Yotze if he leaned to the right, and not have to do it again. And the righties would not be Yotze at all. We'll see what's going to be the nafka. I mean, if one does a mitzvah without doing a seba, we're not up to that just as of yet. Now, moving on to Sif Dalad. Before we introduce Sif Dalad, we have to know the famous shita of the Rav Yah, the Avi Ezri. Okay, we all know if you learn Ari Pesachim, you see that there's an Indian to do Haseba. You have to do Haseba. Why do we do Haseba? Because it's supposed to be Mara Derecheros. Because back in the day, that's how people ate. The rich people ate this way. The Malachim ate this way. This is how people ate. They were laid on like mini couches and they reclined while eating. Okay, so therefore we all want to act like this. Even the poor people want to act like this. Lel Pesach, we have to show Derecheros. That's why you have to do Haseba. Comes the Rav Yah, one of the Gedoli Rishonim, and says, that's very nice back in the day. That was a sign of showing Derech Eretz. However, nowadays, already the time of the Rishonim, people don't eat like this anymore. That's not normal to eat while reclining. Says the Rav Yah, the whole din of Aseba does not apply anymore nowadays. Okay, the whole din of Aseba, throw out the window. Derech Eretz is to eat in a comfortable chair, sitting up straight. We don't recline anymore nowadays, therefore it's not Mara Derech Eretz. That's the Shita of the Rav Yah. Also known as the Avi Ezri, okay? That's his famous shita when it comes to Aseba. The other Rishonim disagree with the Rav Yah, and they hold, even though it's not necessarily Derech Eretz nowadays, that's how Chazal implemented the din, that's how they said to do it, and therefore, we have a zecher to this din of Cherus. We maybe do this nowadays. If you want to know, okay, we always have the answer, so the Tinokos will ask, okay? You can always have that answer while we do strange things on Pesach. We also have that also, but the zecher din is, we do not pass him like the Rav Yah. However, we will bring in the Rav Yah many times, as we'll see in just moments. Says the Mechaber and Sif Dal, moving on to women. Who does a Seba, who does not do a Seba? The Gemara tells us that women do not recline. Okay, the women do not recline. It's a Gemara in Arbei Pesachim, once again, Daf Kuf Ches. However, the Gemara then goes on to say that Isha Chashuva, she does recline. Okay, women do not recline. However, Isha Chashuva does recline. Okay, first of all, why would women not recline? What's the reason that would be that a woman would not be chayiv in haseba? They're chayiv in dal kosos, they're chayiv in matzah. Why would they not be chayiv in haseba? And it brings two different reasons in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim say, mipnei amas baila aleha, because she is scared of her husband. Okay? That's what the Rishonim say. That there's an Indian that the woman is scared about. Therefore, to do reclining is like we see by a Rebbe. Next to Lach, we're going to see by a Rebbe. You don't recline in front of a Rebbe, so because you're supposed to have a year of the Rebbe. So the same idea over here. However, I believe it's the Bahag. At least other Rishonim hold that even, because the reason why women don't recline is because even back in the day, in the time of the Gemara, those who reclined were only men. Women never had a minute to recline ever. So therefore it was never a sign of Derech Eretz. Even the rich women, they would not recline, except for Isha Chashuva. They recline back. Therefore they also recline over here. What's the definition of Isha Chashuva? Obviously that's, so I'll say that if it's in a culture where women don't have this imas baila aleha, okay, could be possibly nowadays that we could say such a thing, that you would say that is considered Isha Chashuva, like we'll see in the Ramah, that nowadays all women are considered Isha Chashuva. Okay, what exactly the definition? It's hard to point out the exact definition of Isha Chashuva. We'll see in the Ramah, nowadays everyone is Isha Chashuva. That's what's brought down over here in Sif Dalad. Isha ain't a tzricha haseba. A woman does not do haseba. Or ain't a tzricha, we'll see different girsos in the future. Ella in kain hi chashuva, unless she is chashuva, that's all fleshed out from the Gemara that we just said. Women do not do a seba. However, Seisha Chashuva, she does do a seba. Says the Rama, V'kol Anashim Shalanu Mikri Chashuvos. All women nowadays are considered Chashuvos. It's already quoted in the time of the Rishonim. Already all women were considered Chashuvos. And therefore, really, women should do a seba. However, ends the Rama, Achlo Nagul Asif, however, the minhag is that women do not do a seba. Why? Ki samchu al divrei Rav Yah. The first time we're going to introduce us to Rav Yah in these halachas, because they are somech on the sheet of the Rav Yah, the kata de bezanazah, ain la hasev, that nowadays we don't do haseba. That's the shita of the Ramah. So once again, Mechaber just says like the Gemara, Isha does not do haseba, alinkin Isha chashuva. The Rama adds that nowadays all women are considered chashuva, and therefore all women should be doing haseba. However, he says, nevertheless, they're chashuva, still the minig is not to do haseba. Why? Because there's some echan the shitas Rav Yah. Comes Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, and all the Svarim of Rosh Hashanah Zalman is Elicha Shlomo, and it's in Shalmei Moed. And it's in the Haggadah of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, and he asks a very, very pashut question. We don't understand. The Gemara tells us that an Isha Chashuva does a Seba. That means an Isha Chashuva is equal to a man. They're both Chayiv. So if they're both Chayiv, why is it that women, they're Samech on the Shita of the Rav Yah? Why are men not Samech on the Shita of the Rav Yah? They have an equal Chiyuv over here. Where does it come? Either we pass like the Rav Yah, or we don't pass like the Rav Yah. Why is it that Isha Chashuvos would be Samech on the Rav Yah and not to do Haseba? That's what Shlomo Zalman's question. And he ends up answering, he says that really the ikar is that really nowadays we should all be samach on the shita of the Rav Yah. This shita makes the most sense, that nowadays it's not derech cheres, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. However, he says, since by men, avoseinu asui haseba, our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers and our great-great-grandfathers, we've always done a seba, the men have always done a seba, therefore we will continue that minag, that men continue doing a seba legamre. However, by women, when they never had a minag to do a seba, so therefore, even though they're chashuvos nowadays, you always have this Rav Yah to go ahead and be somich on, and therefore, women, even though they're isha chashuva, they are somach on the shita of the Rav Yah, because that's really mikra de din, so there's no reason to reintroduce them to this din of a seba, even though they are nikra chashuvos nowadays. That is the explanation of Rosh Hashanah Zalman to explain why nowadays women, even though they should be chayiv, they are not necessarily going to be chayiv. Okay? So that is the maskana over here. Halach lemaisa. What do women do? So there are different minhagim. In the end of the day, the Mishnah, the Rama says that they are somech on their own not to do haseba. The question is there anything wrong with them doing haseba? Is there anything wrong with doing them haseba? And that could be totally on the different gerses over here. Isha, it says, ain't a tzricha haseba. The Mechaber says, they don't need to do haseba. Sounds like it's not us. If they want to do haseba, they could go ahead and do haseba. Okay? However, someone says it's not ain't a tzricha, but this she should not be doing haseba at all. Okay? Sarah will say the same thing by a Rebbe. They're not allowed to do haseba, so someone in a tzricha means they're not allowed to go ahead and do it. The end of the day, once again, as I said before, there are different minhagim. It could all be talui on whether, how we look at haseba nowadays. Later on, we'll see a machlokas. The Ramah is going to bring it down then that maybe someone should do haseba all the time. All throughout all the mitzvahs, all the eating, everything you should do haseba, because they're cheres. However, many posts can point out that that's not necessarily true, because that's true back in the day when it used to be derech eretz. Nowadays it's uncomfortable, it's not normal, it doesn't feel good to go ahead and do a seba. We have to remind ourselves to do a seba. It's not like, wow, this is, feels unbelievable to do a seba. It's not really derech eretz nowadays, and therefore many posts can point out that it's better not to do a seba throughout the seder. We'll see that later on. So it could be telling on this, whether, is there anything that the women are losing out on by doing a seba if it's less than derech eretz nowadays? Therefore, many women have been not to go ahead and lean like the Pashas of the Ramah. However, even amongst many of the Gedolim, they say over there, I believe the Chasim Sofer also, he used to prepare a makom for his wife with a pillow that she could do a seba. She did a seba. Many women do a seba nowadays, and really we hold there is no problem. If a woman wants to go ahead and do a seba, she could go ahead and do a seba. If a woman does not want to do a seba, she does not do a seba. Therefore, there's no reason to tell people over here what to do. They could be totally, they could go after whatever minhag they want to follow over here. That's the end of the sugya of women doing a seba. Ad kan for today.